sad. Newsom claims Trump blocked him from speaking at Davos. By Simon Kent on January 22, 2026. California Governor Gavin Newsom claimed Wednesday the Trump administration blocked him from addressing globalist elites at a World Economic Forum, WEF, event in Davos. A crestfallen Newsom's office claimed on X that USA House, the official U.S. pavilion at the annual gathering in Switzerland, rejected his entry to speak there despite being invited as part of an event by media partner Fortune. The Democratic governor wrote on X, "California was just denied at the USA House. Last we checked, California is part of USA." The White House, and many others, previously chided the governor for his inactivity and lack of focus on local issues. Related, DJ Daniel, Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom are Democrats who do nothing. No one in Davos knows who third-rate Governor Newsom is or why he is frolicking around Switzerland instead of fixing the many problems he created in California, White House spokeswoman Anna Kelly said in a statement seen by the BBC. Just before news of the program change emerged, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent sharply criticized Newsom in his speech at USA House. Bessent said the Trump administration is coming to California to crack down on waste, fraud and abuse, and spent roughly a minute excoriating Newsom, as Breitbart News reported. He further focused on Newsom's economic record, his presence in Davos alongside Alex Soros, and his handling of issues such as homelessness, budget deficits, and pandemic-era policies, echoing observations made by others including Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow. In closing, Bessent questioned Newsom's fitness to govern. "He is too smug, too self-absorbed, and too economically illiterate to know anything." The governor's office shot back and said on X that USA House denied his entry under pressure from the White House and State Department. "How weak and pathetic do you have to be this scared of a fireside chat?" Newsom wrote on X. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.